Oh, down. There we go. Okay. So this was an adventure.
This has been fun.
It's fun or annoying?
And here's fingers crossed that the internet doesn't give out.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, we better get started then.
Balls, a supernatural podcast with Lizzie and Missy.
Twice. It counts down twice.
In case you weren't ready the first time.
How nice of it to do that.
It's thoughtful.
Okay, do we? I don't even know what to do now. Do we want a synopsis before we watch the episode?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So we're watching season 2, episode 5, Simon Said, and we're Netflix partying tonight, so this is interesting.
It's the first time we've done this for the podcast. I mean, we did the one Netflix party before, but.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be fun.
But that we were just talking in the chat.
So much better when you can actually talk about it, not just in the chat.
No, now you can hear my weird voices and sounds.
Okay, so outline for this episode. Sam and Dean meet Andy, a slacker who has psychic powers of persuasion that he uses to gain favors from people. Oh, it started. Did it start on your end?
Yep.
Okay. Ooh, now.
It's a clock.
Oh, look at that.
It's 4 o'clock.
Look at that guy's pants. Why are they so baggy? He's wearing like a suit and like genie pants.
Yeah, I thought it's not a well-fitted suit. Oh.
Oh, what? He looks awful happy about having a vision where he's gonna waste some people there.
He seems very content. I guess if you're gonna waste a bunch of people, you need to go to the gun store. Ooh.
It doesn't leave a lot of turkey behind.
I would hate to see a vulture hunter. Wait, who literally opens up
Why would you need that? Why is it called a turkey hunter then?
I don't know, but who literally opens up the ammo in a store after handing the guy a gun? Shouldn't there be some kind of like safety on there, some plastic on the trigger or. Dude, if I was Dennis, I'd be
Oh,
dumping,
Dennis.
like,
Oh, Dennis,
dropping
no.
right below that.
Oh, shit, Dennis.
Ooh. It's not
It's
okay.
not okay. Oh, no.
Just so far from that is
That's
even
not
worse.
okay either.
That is.
What?
Wait, what? Why is there a sink up there?
So many questions. Oh, Sam's having more visions.
Did he really just bust in there thinking Sam was using the bathroom?
He didn't seem to mind. Ooh, fire! Ah!
Like, I would at least knock on the door if my sibling was in the bathroom.
Maybe it's different if you're the same sex.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I'm just saying.
Even when I go out with my girlfriends, I just like talk through the
Oh
partition.
yeah, I'm not a bathroom door buster. Oh, what? Oh,
Oh.
he looks offended. Poor Sammy.
He called him a freak. Oh, in a loving way,
I
I
was gonna
guess, but
say
not
it
really.
was met with love. Oh, is this deer hunter? Buck hunter? I didn't know that was a bar game you could gamble on.
I also don't know if he knew Jove's name.
Yeah. Well, why does that guy have a knife? What, you're just sitting at the table with your
Hunters.
bow knife out?
The Hunter Bar.
Oh, she didn't care. Sam thought she was fine anyway.
Dean saying he ain't got much time.
He's like, if I had more time, maybe.
Dr. Badass. What is happening? Oh, what?
It's a good thing I don't get seizures.
I'm getting some Buffalo Bill vibes.
A little bit. He has to put on his pants.
Get some Goodbye Horses going in the background. Oh, there's the
Oh, the
cast.
cast.
Wait, how was he washing? Was he washing his face with one hand?
I thought he was using two.
I thought he was too. That's my reaction
He's
too,
like,
Ash.
damn, that's pretty specific. Oh, one PBR? Seriously, Ash, you're better than that. Oops.
Oh, God. Mario Speedwagon? I'm sure there's some better stuff on that jukebox.
One would think. Oh, I can't fight this feeling, Liz.
Thank you, Dean.
He sings it from the hair. Why does she look different in this episode? Like, her hair's not as fluffy.
Yeah, I think they prettied her up. They gave her some rouge on her lips. Fixed her brows.
She thought she was gonna get some.
She just feels like she got rejected.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, damn it!
Oh shit, now he's singing it.
Why isn't he just listening to the radio?
I don't know. I heard it somewhere, oh.
I'm surprised Sam lasted that long.
I bet there's an outtake somewhere where he busts in on it.
I hope he sang multiple songs before landing on REO Speedwagon.
Oh, like they're the ones that talk about that.
That's all they know.
Yeah.
Is that her bra?
Yeah, it is. That's yep. Why does Dean have, like, a nice suit and Sammy looks like he's, like, a middle schooler going to church? Oh, a van.
Riding a polar bear? Wow. Oh my god.
That's like She-Ra riding a polar bear.
But she's got, like, leopard print on the side of her face. Dean sounds stuffy.
Oh, is he sick?
He might be sick.
He's got fluffy hair.
I mean, they kill some monsters. That's kind of murder.
See, there you go.
Oh, boom.
Is there? Wasn't that the whole point of bloodlust?
Yeah. Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, that's the perfect entrance to Stonehenge.
What in the hell is he wearing?
What?
It's like, yeah, there's no way. There's no way that girl would have did that with that guy.
Also, where the hell is he going? He left his van.
In, like, her silk kimono.
What?
And that dude just gives him his coffee.
Bro, you don't even know what he ordered.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no, his van's across the street. I mean, I guess it's smart that Sam follows the vision guy. But also, wouldn't you want, like, mind-melding abilities up against mind-melding abilities?
Yeah, you would think. Dean's, like, totally susceptible to that. This guy just looks so happy.
He's already made up his mind with what he's gonna do.
Oh, did you see his license plate?
Yeah, do you see how low his muffler is?
Yeah, but his license plate is RUOB1.
Mm-hmm.
I may or may not have that in my notes.
What?
Can't let a car like this go. Can I have it? Okay.
God damn it, Dean.
You have fun. Now he's like, wait, what happened?
So he's left with the shaggin' wagon parked in the middle of the road.
What is it with this dude's pants?
His entire suit is ill-fitting. Oh, he is. Why so serious?
I thought he was, like, gonna get hit by the bus there, honestly.
He's already got a broken arm. He doesn't need to be hit by a bus. Wow, that's not obvious.
No one seems to care, though.
No, they were like, there's a strange man who literally just walked to the entrance and pulled a fire alarm, security alarm. Is there only one street in this town?
Apparently. Oh, he didn't see that coming.
Oh.
Oh, snap!
Oh, no, God. That bus is going really fast down that one road.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the one bus on the one road in town. Oh, but he doesn't look that bad, though, while he's laying there on the ground, and everybody's just staring at him.
They're really close to his dead body.
Yeah.
They did not set up a perimeter at all.
Well, no, then you would have got hit by the bus.
Where'd his sweet silk jacket go?
Wait, did he kill that guy just so she would get close to him again?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, God. He did, didn't he?
Oh, I really hope not.
Why does he have an ear cuff? Do you see?
He has two. Is that a cop searchlight on the side of the Impala?
Yeah. Oh, seriously.
Oh my god.
There's a disco ball in the back.
That's exactly what I thought it would look like.
Oh, there's like a Tiger King on it.
That is a ginormous bong. At least he's reading. Oh. That's a tiger.
Oh, what?
Oh. Ask and you shall receive. Wow.
He's pretty forthcoming. we hunt demons.
I like the fact that he can't stop saying the truth, but he can actually interject himself.
Yeah.
But Sam is completely unaffected.
He's like, leave me alone. Okay. Sorry, sir.
This looks like a bully situation.
I know.
Sam's gonna punch him with his cast. This also sounds way more crazy when Sam's trying to explain everything to him. Is he coming on to him?
He might be.
What?
Oh. What is that face?
Oh.
His I'm having a vision face is getting worse.
How does this guy have all of these numbers to have all these people kill themselves?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. Nope.
And no one is seeing this. Because she's dousing herself for, okay, now he notices.
This has been a while now.
She probably should have hanged that up.
It's going to be okay.
It's not going to be okay.
Oh, and this is why cars don't have lighters in them anymore. All because of this episode of Supernatural.
Uh-oh. Wait, so now Sam's seeing it in real time?
Well, that's scary.
That's worse than seeing it ahead of time. Now you really can't do anything.
Yeah. There's no time to save anybody now. It's like tornado warnings.
Sam is a walking tornado warning.
Oh my god, he's Dorothy.
Does that make Dean Toto?
Yes.
I mean, I think at one point he does say we're not in Kansas anymore. Oh, and controlling people's minds is possible?
How would you like to be the stunt person that they were like, we're going to light you on fire today? And you're like, oh, well, that sounds like a fun way to earn a paycheck.
Aw. He's not a bad guy, Sam.
I just want prostitutes and coffee.
Yeah, but he just said he has everything he needs. He's not about what he wants, it's what he needs.
Aw, that's nice. Him and his tiger van.
Does that RV say Bigfoot?
I don't know. That might be information we need to know, Andy, that you were adopted.
I mean, it's not something you really tell somebody when you first meet them and they're stalking you.
But they kind of had a connection there for a second.
Yeah. Star Wars.
This is the perfect episode to watch this week.
Yeah, I know. Revenge of the Sixth. Damn, Dean.
He looks really good right there.
Great on that.
Oh, what?
Plot twist.
I have an evil twin.
Is it Weems?
I think you said Weems.
Identical.
Oh shit, what?
They're still calling it Went Together?
Did you guys go steady for a while?
Did he give you his jacket?
Did he pin you?
Is he trying to come on to her?
I think he's trying to be creepy with her.
Oh wait, that's the brother? So they're not identical twins.
Oh. Snap. Oh. He looks like he has to poop when he has a vision.
I can't tell if that's it or it's like erotic.
Like, is he having tummy pains or?
He might be having tummy pains. Get those tums.
Oh, she's not wearing much clothing here.
That slip is hugging her though very well in the wind.
Who still wears a slip? Oh, what? That's awfully far down.
Wait. What is with Supernatural and women jumping off of bridges?
Oh, this is like a dam.
Oh, shit. Or should I say, damn. Oh my god.
No! Oh, commercial. Oh, wait, we don't have one. Got you.
That is a shitty-ass car. His ladies.
I feel uncomfortable right now. Oh, she looks so upset.
She's literally crying. Oh, come on, bro. No, you don't. So he's going on a revenge streak to kill everybody that is close to Andy because Andy's his family, but he lied to Andy about not being his family. And Andy didn't even know who his family was, that he had a brother, or that he was the mother.
I don't get why, though. Like, what?
Aww. Oh, so it's not a bra, it's a slip.
Oh, you think you can fly?
Oh, this poor girl.
Like, it's like part of her knows that something's wrong still. Oh!
Oh, damn, Sam. Oh, I think he does. Wait, why does he have duct tape?
Okay.
Oh. Smart man.
Oh. No.
Oh, God. This poor girl, torn between two men who can control her mind. I feel like even at this point, he does not have the right to call him bro.
No. Oh, God, she's already up there?
Wait, what?
How did that happen? Like why wasn't anybody watching her?
Definitely feel like she was right behind Andy.
Yeah. What?
What? This kid is crazy. This is what happens when you become hungry with power.
Yeah. He totally went about this the wrong way.
So wait.
Oh.
So Yellow Eyes is, like, contacting some of the kids?
What?
Or maybe he's contacting the ones he knows he can affect.
The weak ones.
Like, he knew he would be hungry at power.
Yeah.
Because Andy wouldn't take that.
No, Andy's, like, content with life. Oh, Dean, what you doing?
Ooh, he's sniping. Dean's gonna snipe him. No, your mother gave you up. No. You had a family.
Oh, I take it his home life was not that good. This is an awful big gun.
That was a hella sniper rifle.
Oh shit, he knows. Oh.
How did he know? Oh no. No, no, no.
That's not possible. It's not possible.
No.
Oh!
Oh!
Andy!
Andy shot his brother.
Andy for the win!
Oh my god. Oh, and I feel so bad. That's the first person he's ever killed.
Oh my god, I was so afraid for Dean. One, probably not possible for that to happen with that giant gun, but still.
I wonder how, like, scared Dean was in that moment.
Oh my god. Oh, he plays the cops.
He's gotta. He doesn't want to, but he knows he has to.
Why does that ambulance look like an old-ass van there?
Like, it's going. Is there wood paneling?
Oh, there's wood paneling. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, does she remember?
Oh, buddy.
Poor Andy.
I mean, I get why she's scared, and I appreciate that he never used it on her.
Yeah. See, I had him totally wrong at the beginning there. Oh.
Oh shit.
As a threat. You do anything, we'll be back. We'll know.
Meanwhile, Sam's like, yo, bro, call me if you need anything.
Yeah. Here's my number, by the way.
If he wouldn't, Dean wouldn't have.
Yeah, for real, Dean would be dead. Warning, damn ahead.
Looks like a hella hickey on the side of Sam's neck.
I know. Oh, being roofied.
You can't call a do-over. For a minute, I thought Dean was warming up to Ellen. I guess not.
I did, too. Now he's being rude to her again.
Why are they getting a case of beer when they're drinking pints?
Oh.
What? Shut up. You told us more stuff under mind control.
Oh, you tell him.
Oh, she verbally slapped him. You go, Ellen. Dean's like, it's crazy. Shut up.
Yeah. He's like, you're embarrassing me. Don't tell people this.
Ellen's taking this very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just twins. Ooh, shit. Reality just hit Dean square in the face. If I was Joe, I'd be super pissed. Mom made me go down and get me a whole case of beer only to turn around for the whiskey.
Damn. Oh, gotta
Black
stop
Days
it.
Is a good ending song.
A good ending, yeah. Okay. Wow. Well then. I like that. That was fun.
That was fun.
Okay. Are you ready for me?
Yes.
Okay. As we picked up on, the music from this episode, there was REO Speedwagon, there was Spinal Tap, and at the very end, Soundgarden.
I listened to all of these things.
Yes, me too. The title refers to the children's game, Simon Says, which I think everybody's probably played some point in their life.
Do they still play that game?
I think they still make it. It would probably be like, Bop It.
Yeah, I guess. We always used to play in the yard, Simon Says. Like, you'd have somebody be Simon, and he'd be like, Simon Says, stand on one leg.
Oh, okay.
And the last person who, like, listened to Simon became Simon. Kind of like, Captain Midnight.
Okay. Sam mentions PBR to Ash when he wants him to do, you know, look up that stuff for him.
Good old Pabst.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, PBR is Pabst Blue Ribbon, which is a popular American beer. Now, I have to say, I always thought that PBR was an old person beer, because when I was little, that's what my grandpa drank.
Mm-hmm.
He would get a PBR and a shot of Black Velvet. And okay. Now we know that it's a hipster beer.
It is a total hipster beer, not to mention it's like a dollar a can.
Yeah.
It's super cheap.
It's probably one step up from American, which when I was in college was $6 a case.
Oh, you mean like Natty?
Yeah. Well, American's under Natty.
Oh, see, I never even had American.
Oh, that's when you're on a strict college budget when you're drinking American beer.
We were just straight Natty Ice.
Ugh, ice. Ugh, I can't.
I'm so glad we graduated from there.
Oh, Lord. To stick with our Star Wars theme that I mentioned earlier, since it was May the 4th, was on Monday, and I pointed out Andy's van's license plate is RU Obi-Wan. Deed also mentions Obi-Wan Kenobi when he talks about Andy using mind control.
Mm-hmm, Jedi mind trick.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is from Star Wars, in case you didn't figure that out. You can use the Force for telekinesis as well as mind control, the Jedi mind trick. There's a droid reference when he says, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Sorry, that was in a different space.
Andy.
When he was talking to the guy at the, when
security
they were looking
guard.
For the, yeah. Yeah. So it's a reference to Star Wars, the words uttered by Obi-Wan while doing a Jedi mind trick. A security guard when he and Luke Skywalker with droids R2-D2 and C-3PO try to get into the town of... I don't know how you say that. How do you say that town? I don't know if I wrote it down right.
Hold on. Let me...
M-O-J E-I-S-L-E-Y?
Oh, Mos Eisley?
Yes. If that's what you say. Not only do I use you for interpreting French, I also use you for Star Wars town names.
Yeah, I am pretty good about that kind of stuff. I am nerdy.
Well, I appreciate you. This is the first episode Sam is wearing his cast after Jared broke his hand in episode 3. Realize that Ansem Weems, or Weber, doesn't fit the pattern of the special children. His foster mother does not die in a nursery fire. His birth mother... Oh, wait, what? That was his birth mother?
No, the one that lit herself on fire?
Yeah!
Yeah.
How did I miss that part?
They kind of glance over it when they talk about her.
I apparently have not read my notes since I wrote them down and did not remember that. Okay, so she's the one who sets herself on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Which is also really crazy, because he obviously has the number of the doctor and the number of his birth mother.
Yeah.
And she answered like she was answering from a friend.
Yeah. So weird. So this introduces the idea that not every parent interfered with Azazel's plans, or the yellow-eyed demon's plans. The pattern they discovered is broken. It makes it harder for the brothers to track anyone else who may be a special child. This is the first episode that shows Sam's immunity to another supernatural being's powers, as Sam is immune to the other special kids.
Yeah, he was not really immune to Max throwing shit with his mind.
No. He did move the bookcase, though.
That's true.
In that one.
That's true.
A little bit of trivia.
Mm-hmm.
In an interview on Winchester Radio, Gabriel Tigerman, who plays Andy, said that he actually auditioned to play Neil in Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things.
Oh.
I think I like him better in this role than I would if he was Neil.
I do, too.
I think they picked a good Neil.
Did you say his last name is Tigerman?
Yes.
That's a phenomenal. Is that why there's a tiger in the van?
Oh my god, maybe.
I hope so.
That'd be funny. And there is one error, which I did not pick up on. Because, I mean, how would I know this? I don't live in Oklahoma. But vehicles...
You don't?
I do not. No. It says vehicles with Oklahoma plates have them on the front and rear. In this episode, in Oklahoma, like Pennsylvania, only uses rear license plates, not front and rear license plates.
Well, maybe he just wanted to have both, so that everybody knew he was looking for Obi-Wan.
Yeah, like the back one was the real one, but the front one was just his vanity plate.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, I mean, that's all I had. There wasn't much to discuss with this episode on my end.
Alright, so I searched mind control, and apparently most people don't believe in mind control.
Really?
Shocking.
For all this stuff for people to believe in, like, there's a lot of people who believe in a lot of random shit, and they don't believe in mind control?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
So people don't believe in mind control as they did in this series. They believe more in it as brainwashing.
Oh, okay.
So I did find in my research, thanks to the Psychokinesis Club.
Mm. Oh, there's a club?
Apparently.
The PK Club.
PK Club! Psychology Today, that there are, they believe, four ways to control someone. Fear, guilt, ego involvement, and anger. So you can control somebody with fear. You can control somebody by guilting them into it. You can control them with ego or obviously anger. The general principle is if you know an important goal to someone, if you rearrange situations so that they can continue to achieve the goal, you can control their behavior by behaving in certain ways, as long as they're continuing to achieve their goal. They also believe that you can control people using things like praise. So obviously, like with kids, using stickers if they do something that you think they're supposed to do.
Well, like positive reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
By using punishment. By yelling or spanking or grounding. Or reinforcements. So continuing to push them towards doing something. By saying they're doing a good job, keep going, you're making improvements.
Yeah.
So because of that, psychology, writers like Aldous Huxley hint to brainwashing as behaviorism. Such as Pavlov's dog.
Okay.
Along the fact that, like, the basic idea that human mind is blank at birth and is shaped by social conditionings that we do. But other than that, there really wasn't too much on brainwash or mind control, as it's thought. But there is a ton on brainwashing. which in theory is kind of the same idea, in which that you can control how somebody acts or what they think or what they do. And what I found on that came from science.howstuffworks, smithsonianmag.com, History Channel.
Yes, the History Channel.
Yeah. Well, you'll, when I touch on something for brainwashing, you'll know where the History Channel really came in.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
So, according to psychologist Robert J. Lifton, in the late 1950s, he studied former prisoners of Korean War and Chinese war camps and found that there are three stages to brainwashing. The first being the breaking down of self. And in the breaking down of self, there is the assault on identity, which is the systematic attack on one's self, sense of self. There's guilt, using the guilt to make them be confused, make them question their core values. Self-betrayal, where you cause them to go against their core values. And the breaking point, which is also known as a nervous breakdown. The second stage includes is called the possibility of salvation, and that includes leniency. So the controller would say, like, I can help you, let me help you. The compulsion to confess, where the controller says, you can help yourself. Channeling of guilt by saying why the person is in pain. And the releasing of guilt, where the person denounced their beliefs or people of their past. And then the third stage is the rebuilding of the self. And in there is the progress and harmony, which is where the controller will introduce a new belief system. And that's when they actually stop the abuse. So that the person thinks that this new belief is how they should think, and that's the right way to do it. And then there's the final confession and rebirth, and that's where the person rejects the old belief system and feels a sense of rebirth. And that's generally the completion of the brainwashing. So brainwashing is also known as thought reform, and it actually comes from Mandarin, Zai, which is wash, and Niao, or yeah, I think it's Niao, brain. And there are three different types, well, methods of brainwashing. So there's the compliance method, which aims to change a person's behavior, but not concerned with attitude or beliefs. There's persuasion, which aims to change attitude, and the education method, or the propaganda method, which aims to change a person's belief. And that's actually the highest form of social influence when it comes to brainwashing. Other means of brainwashing actually include, and this goes back to the breaking down of the self, forced standing, food and sleep deprivation, solitary confinement, and repeated exposure to propaganda. So there's a man named Edward Hunter. He's a journalist. And he wrote the first article called Brainwashing Tactics Force Chinese into Ranks of the Communist Party.
For a second, I thought you were going to say, like, brainwashing for dummies.
No. And that was in September of 1950, and that was published in the Miami Daily News. And it really wasn't until the big communist scare that the idea of brainwashing really even became popular / of public knowledge. And obviously there's been numerous books and studies done since then, but the biggest one, and this is where the History Channel came in handy, was something called Project MK Ultra.
Okay.
And it was also known as the CIA Mind Control Program, which MK Ultra is the code name given to a program of experiments on human subjects that were designed and undertaken and funded by the CIA. And it's believed that some of these experiments weren't really legal.
No. Something makes me think that they were not.
Yeah. So sometimes these were taken on unwitting U.S. citizens, not necessarily people who stepped up to be test subjects.
Oh, well, that's not... No, I don't like that.
So the agency itself conducted hundreds of experiments to assess the potential use of LSD and other drugs for mind control, which would then go into information gathering and eventually psychological torture.
Could you imagine going into somewhere and being given LSD? And like, well, we're just going to observe what happens. It's fine.
And then just go about your day.
Yeah. Oh, did something weird happen to you today?
Your eyes look really dilated. Are you feeling okay?
Why are you scratching your skin off because you think there's spiders all over you?
The floor is not, in fact, lava.
Is that how that started?
Is that how that game started? I come from Project MKUltra. So the crazier part is that MKUltra started in 1953. And it lasted until about 1973.
Seriously?
So 20 years.
20 years.
But details of the program actually didn't come into the public eye until 1975.
Oh my, wow.
And that was only because there was a congressional investigation into the CIA activities.
Damn.
So Project MKUltra actually happened during the height of the Cold War, which was that fear of the Soviet, Chinese, North Korean agents using mind control on prisoners of war. So the CIA decided that they were going to develop techniques that could be used against Soviet enemies to control human behavior with drugs and other psychological manipulators. And it apparently involved over 150 human experiments, which also included paralytics and electric shock therapy.
Ooh. What's a paralytic?
Something that'll paralyze you.
Oh, okay. I wasn't making the connection.
Now, most of the tests were conducted at universities and hospitals or prisons in the United States and Canada.
Well, I mean, why not? You know.
Sure.
What else are you doing in jail?
Apparently not much. Taking LSD.
And not for fun, kids.
Most of the experiments happened between 1953 and 1964, but due to poor record keeping and destroyed documents from the project, there's no way to tell how many people were actually involved in the test.
Poor record keeping.
Through Project MKUltra, the CIA funded studies at Columbia University and Stanford University and a few other collegiates on the effects of drugs. And they experimented with MDMA.
Oh.
Also known as ecstasy. Mescaline. Heroin. Barbiturates.
No, I like barbiturates better.
Barbiturates. methamphetamine. And psilocybin, also known as magic mushrooms.
Oh. Now, who were they testing it on? Like, did they just go to a frat party and they were like, here, take some drugs.
And they just had somebody stationed at that frat house that night?
Yeah, someone undercover.
You know, I wouldn't put it past them, because later on there's something called Operation Midnight Climax.
Oh, okay.
which is kind of exactly what it sounds like.
Okay.
It was a MKUltra project in which the CIA employed prostitutes to lure men to safe houses, where they were then plied with drugs as experiments.
Well, I'm glad it was a safe house.
Yes.
You know.
Okay. And those experiments took place in kind of your big cities. So San Francisco in California and New York City.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's super crazy. There even was a scientist who worked for the CIA who actually killed himself.
Oh.
His name was Frank Olson. He, in 1953, at a CIA retreat, he drank a cocktail that had secretly spiked with LSD.
Secretly?
So they were even testing on their own people without them knowing it.
Oh, crap, they did it to him?
Yep.
Oh, wow!
And a few days later, on November 28th of 1953, he jumped from the window of his New York City hotel room.
Whoa.
And because of that, the family actually decided to have another autopsy performed years and years later, in 1994, that concluded that there were injuries on the body that had most likely occurred before he had fallen.
Oh.
Which sparked conspiracy theories that he was actually assassinated by the CIA.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
And the family actually went on to sue the CIA.
Oh shit.
And the family was actually awarded a settlement of $750,000 and a personal apology from President Ford and the then CIA director, Colby. And one little piece of random shit.
Oh, Ken, you have Kesey, random shit too?
I do! So Ken Kesey, who was the author of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, actually volunteered for an experiment with LSD when he was a college student at Stanford. And he went then on to promote the drug, hosting parties called acid tests.
Oh. So he volunteered. How did he know about it?
I wonder if they had something posted at the school.
Like on those little cork boards in the middle of the quad?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to take my LSD test? It's for science, I swear.
Well, and so it's hard because the records were so poor and were destroyed because obviously they were trying to keep Project MK Ultra under wraps.
Either that or they were all high.
That's also possible because most of these were LSD experiments.
I'm sure they were dipping into their own stash.
So there is rumors of two other people who were volunteers.
People we know?
So, three. So these three reportedly volunteered for CIA-backed experiments with LSD. They are James Joseph Whitey Bulger.
No way! I act like Ted. I know him, like, personally.
Oh my god, Uncle Whitey! Ted Kaczynski.
Oh, really?
Also known as the Unabomber.
That one really doesn't surprise me.
And here's the one that really didn't surprise me. I'm pretty sure he just wanted a free trip. Robert Hunter of the Grateful Dead.
Okay. Yes, he was just looking for a supply.
But obviously, these experiments were halted. And...
oh, they never got their chance?
Well, we don't really know what came of it.
Well, poor record keeping, again.
Poor record. Well, they also... because around the end of this was also Watergate.
Oh, we had bigger fish to fry then.
There was obviously distrust of the government at that point.
Yeah.
But there actually was a New York Times journalist in 1974 who published a story about the CIA conducting these non-consensual experiments with people who didn't know they were being experimented on. As well as the illegal spying of U.S. citizens without their knowledge. And that journalist's name is Seymour Hersh.
Mm-hmm.
That actually started bringing the details of Project MKUltra to the public.
Oh, okay.
But that's when Watergate happened, and there was a commission on CIA activities that investigated illegal activities like Project MKUltra.
No. Oh.
Which was led by Vice President Rockefeller. It is also known as the Rockefeller Commission. And then there was the Church Community, or Church Committee, which was led by Senator Frank Church, also investigated the abuses of CIA, FBI, and other intelligence agencies during and after Nixon's resignation.
Tricky dicky.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But because of Project MKUltra and the idea of mind control, President Ford actually created the executive order in 1976 that prohibited experimentation with drugs on human subjects except with the informed consent in writing and witnessed by disinterested parties of each such human subject. So basically, like, no tricky dickies.
Yeah.
You have to, like, in three ways say you're cool with it.
Yeah, I don't know if I would sign a document like that.
Well, what's crazy to me is the fact that, like, the Soviets used brainwashing as a torture device.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we were using it to try and use against the Soviets as, like, more of a drug psychedelic
right.
sense. But we were using it on our own people.
See, when you started talking about it, I thought you were going to go into, like cults and stuff like that. Like, when you first said mind control, I was like, oh, okay, you're going to talk about, like, you know, Jonestown and stuff. But I like that. The MK Ultra thing is really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a couple podcasts that cover it, and it's always something that's interested me, because you had 20 years where the CIA was essentially experimenting on U.S. citizens.
Yeah, I can't
in
believe
multiple
it,
ways to trick them.
Yeah, I can't believe it went that long. 20 years. Like, that's
20 years. And then the truth didn't come out for another couple of years.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And just the fact that, like, the Soviets used such degrading ways to essentially break you down to, like, the bones of a human being.
Yeah.
Only to rebuild you into the ways that they wanted or for to get the information they wanted. And we're just like, we're just going to make you hallucinate until you tell us the truth or you die.
We're not going to break your spirit. We're just going to give you drugs.
Yeah. And maybe your skin will feel like it's on fire.
It's fine. It's one of those side effects, you know? I bet that wasn't listed. You know, like all the side effects on the drug commercials?
You might feel lightheaded.
And you might die. But hey, if you don't, it might help you.
And who knows? The floor might be lava.
Maybe the floor actually is lava.
What if the floor was lava and you were told the floor was not lava?
Oh. I feel like you wouldn't have any feet left.
That would be like that part in this episode when he says you can fly.
Yeah.
And she goes, I think so.
But she was still crying.
Yeah, because she can't fly.
She's like, no,
she
I can't.
She did not believe she could fly.
I can't, please tell me. She's not Dumbo.
She could not touch the sky. She might think about it every night and day, but she will not spread her wings and fly away.
No, she will fall. Right down that damn dam. Wait, we never said, where was this episode? I forget where they were. Oh, was it Oklahoma?
It was Oklahoma.
Where's there a freaking dam at Oklahoma? I don't know, I need to find this dam now.
It's probably not even a real dam.
That's probably not a real dam.
That was some good green screening, though.
That was a CGI dam. Oh, my. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? I want to talk about real quick. That all of our conventions are pretty much over.
Oh, yeah. Well, the entire convention series is kind of over.
Yeah, we already have new dates for MementoCon next year, which is May.
And we'll have some new guests.
Yeah, so what, May 8th and 9th,
mm-hmm.
I think, of 2021, and Misha's going to be there. We discussed that already. And I think
Guthrie, Oklahoma, by the way.
Guthrie, Oklahoma.
We were in Guthrie, Oklahoma.
And I feel like from the last communication I saw from MementoCon that they have maybe like 80% of the people said that they could commit to next year that we're supposed to be here this year. So hopefully that Jim Beavers is one of them. Jim Beaver and Mark Shepard, hopefully, maybe.
I would love if Mark Shepard were there.
That would be amazing.
And so, obviously, Richard Spike Jr.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So.
But yeah, this whole COVID-19 has really sucker punched the convention circuit. And if you're also curious, he also released the new dates for Sci-Fi Valley Con.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And those are going to be June 18th to 2021.
Okay, cool.
But a lot of these conventions are doing, like, virtual meet and greets.
Yeah. It's not the same, though.
No, I mean, it's nice. I sat in two different ones now with voice actors.
Yeah.
And it's cool, and I guess as the Q&A session is going on, which is obviously a Zoom call.
Yeah.
They allow you to buy, like, a phone call from them or, like, a message from them or, like, your own little private Q&A session.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know they did stuff like that.
Time is flying.
I know, it's going so fast.
Oh my goodness, and yet we're still stuck at home.
I know.
Everyone's still stuck at home.
Oh well, whatever. Whatever gets us back, you know, however long it takes.
Exactly. Stay safe, stay weird, stay supernatural.
Oh, I love it! That's going at the end. I'm cutting that and I'm putting it at the end.
Stay safe, stay weird, stay supernatural.
Love it.
Got us a tagline in the COVID-19 series.
Oh my god, that's so awesome. It's going on everything now. Hashtag everywhere.
All these listeners will feel better when they leave us. And they'll be like, it won't just be like, what did I listen to for an hour? They'll leave on a good note and be like, you know what? I will stay weird.
I like that. You want to say goodbye to our friends?
Yes! Thank you guys for staying and listening to this whole episode. And hopefully you enjoyed the new way we kind of recapped.
Yeah,
watching it together.
Let us know what you guys think about that, because, I mean, we enjoyed it, and I think it's cooler than us just talking through it.
If you guys don't like it, we're not going to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah. If you hate it, we're not going to be like, well, tough shit, like, this is what's happening
now. I
can't tell
what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
However, if you did like it, let us know, and maybe we'll change it up every now and then. We don't know. We're making this up as we go along and you guys are listening. So, you guys are half making this podcast.
We like to keep you on your toes. I did want to do a quick shout out, though, to Deanna, who binged us the other day.
You go, Deanna!
Which I think is, like, the coolest thing ever. That we have been binged and she caught up, so.
That means a lot, because I know that you and I both have podcasts we listen to.
Yeah.
And I've binged a couple episodes. So the fact that people want to binge us really means a lot. So thank you so much.
Yeah, she tweeted, she said, I've been binge listening to @SPMBallsPod for the last two nights at work, and all of a sudden it stopped playing. I thought my phone broke, but I'm just caught up.
Well, here you go, Deanna.
This one's for you.
Here's the new episode.
Tell us if you like it.
Keep sharing. Keep listening.
We'll try to pump them out faster so you have more stuff to listen to. Okay, well, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Balls, a supernatural podcast with Lizzie and Missy. If you want more, follow on Twitter and Instagram at @SBNBallsPod or email SBNBallsPod@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe and follow Balls on your favorite streaming service.